Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3. Dit is weer tyd vir jou misdaadverslag saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Hello captain, how are you?
Doing very well and yourself, thank you Pietra.
I'm fine, thanks. Great. I love the winter.
It's very cold, yes.
We're talking about CPF today.
Yes, yeah. So they are our official partners.
Yes.
When it comes to crime fighting.
Very important partners.
And yes, like you say, very, very important. They are essentially the community's link between the police services and our community.
Yeah.
It is a formal structure which falls under the umbrella of the South African Police Services. And within that structure, they have their rules and regulations that they have to adhere to as well.
Yes.
A lot of people have this idea that the community policing forum is just about jumping in your car and driving around with magnet stickers on the side of your door. There's a lot more to it than just that.
Yeah. How do you get to join these people?
Right.
Because there are people, new listeners, who doesn't know or don't know how to join the CPF group.
Correct. So it's pretty simple. Effectively, any person living in a community can form part of the community policing forum.
Yeah.
What you first of all need to do is track down who the people are involved with your community policing forum. So you can go onto various social media pages. As I've said before in the past, almost all the community policing forums have social media pages.
Yes.
On there will be contact details of the persons that are involved there. For example, the chairperson or the patrol coordinator. All those kind of details are there. Then if you do not have access to social media, what you can do is you can go to your local police station,
yes,
ask to speak to your sector managers, which are the police officers which are designated for certain areas within your policing area. They will then have contact details for the relevant community policing forum members that are there. There is a bit of a process that does need to be followed first of all. You do have to have your fingerprints taken. You do have to have it's not quite a full police clearance, but we do do a background check on you to make sure that you are a respectable person, that you don't have any criminal offenses and any cases outstanding and things like that. Once you've gone through that process, there's usually a training process as well.
Yeah.
From the CPF. They usually have their own training programs with regards to patrols, what to do on crime scenes and so forth.
When I moved from Valhalla to Raslau, I wanted to join the CPF there. But they ask you to go to the police station and I think they just want to know if you are legit. You can't invite the scallums to this to this group because then it won't help.
Yes. So that's why I said. So you do have your fingerprints are taken. Your fingerprints are taken. Yeah. And there is a background check done on you with regards to that. Once all that comes back 100% fine, then you basically start with the induction program with the local community policing forum. And as I started saying, it's not just about patrolling.
Yes,
there is a vast number of activities that the CPFs are involved in, ranging from community projects all the way through to outreach programs and helping persons. There are also some of the community members that do assist with counseling.
Yes. Yeah.
There's lots of professional persons that are within our community. And a lot of the guys don't actually realize that they have the ability to give back into your own community.
Yes.
And the CPF is a good avenue for you to channel it back into your community.
I must say they are they react immediately because we had a wall jumper the other night.
Yes.
And in minutes they were at the main gate. So,
So they do have what we call is their patrollers.
Yes.
So there is a portion of the CPF which have their patrollers. We go out and they patrol at various times. They liaise very closely with your sector manager.
Mm.
A sector manager, as I said, is a police officer that is assigned to look after a specific area in a policing precinct.
Yeah.
So all the crime trends that are occurring within the area are fed from the sector manager to the community policing forum. So they will then also be aware with regards to, let's just say for argument's sake, in a specific area between 12 in the evening and 4 in the morning, there's a lot of activity that is happening. Maybe gas bottles are being stolen,
yes,
bicycles are being stolen, houses are being broken into. So the sector manager will liaise with the patrol coordinator from the CPF, and they will then assign their patrols according to that. And any operations that need to be executed will go through the South African Police Services.
Thank you so much, Captain.
Pleasure, Pietra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.